This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. Author Walter Mosley seems to own the fall of 1995. The movie version of his novel, Devil in a Blue Dress, opened today, and he has a new novel called R.L.'s Dream. It's a break from his mystery novels featuring Detective E.Z. Rawlins. Critic Milo Miles considers how well Mosley makes the transition from unsolved homicide to a work of what Mosley calls blues moments.
It's a shock to pick up a Walter Mosley book without the reassuring voice of E.Z. Rawlins anywhere around. Rawlins provides an addictive blend of soothing surface and turbulent depths, and I worried that Mosley might turn out to be like Raymond Chandler, who got lost and pretty boring without the voice of Philip Marlowe to guide him. But once it becomes clear that R.L.'s Dream is not a mystery book as such, the voice of country blues musician Soup Spoon Wise blots out all yearning for E.Z. Rawlins. Soup Spoon is in the twilight of his years, down and out in New York, and racked with cancer in his hip and lungs. After his landlord evicts him, he's saved from utter destitution and quick death by Kiki Waters, a scrawny white redhead girl from the South who takes him in. She runs an insurance scam with the company she works for to arrange treatment for Soup Spoon's illness. Just as he feels well enough to begin playing music again and getting his past in order, both Kiki's scheme and the fragile life with Soup Spoon begin to unravel. Mosley has said that R.L.'s Dream is a blues novel in the sense of the blues as a state of mind, a condition of life, not just a music or even an occupation. The book is also tied up with one of the grand themes in African-American art, life in the Deep South and the black diaspora to different parts of the country. Many of the most vivid passages in R.L.'s Dream concern Soup Spoon's memories of childhood in the Delta region of Mississippi. In one dream, he sees this. The wind through the stiff yellow grass wheezed like an old woman. Hidden in there were all kinds of birds that were named for their colors and sizes and personalities. They sang and warbled and croaked. Crows came from the devil, but they couldn't catch him. They called his name in crow words, but the little boy just laughed. Both Soup Spoon and Kiki are wounded creatures. Soup Spoon says of the drunken Kiki, a victim of an abusive stepfather, all she knew how to do was hack and scratch. Their support for each other gives them a kind of reckless strength that Mosley outlines in Fire. He describes how the blues longs for a home that is nowhere, for a peace that is the cessation of pain. And yet it's a tremendous moment of triumph when Soup Spoon regains the will to play music again after decades of forgetting it. This is the blues that destroys hardship and revives the blood. R.L.'s Dream is troubled at times. Mosley has to finesse the problem of how Soup Spoon can be a truly potent blues player and yet be totally obscure. He never made any records and bitterly turned his back on music when country blues went out of fashion with black audiences in the 40s and 50s. I guess that's possible. A knottier problem is the looming, uneasy presence of R.L., which is Soup Spoon's nickname for none other than Robert Johnson, the celebrated devil-ridden master of country blues who died young in 1939. Soup Spoon supposedly met Johnson, played music with him briefly, and recognizes it as the high point of his life, a brush with blues greatness. Why, Soup Spoon's former wife is sure he married her only because she had slept with Johnson once. You worry about Robert Johnson and his legacy. He's such a public ghost, romanticized and sanitized over and over again from movies, magazine articles, and a postage stamp. Johnson himself proclaimed he would have a rambling spirit even after death, but it's probably time for all of us to give him a rest. That said, Mosley does the finest job of resurrecting Johnson as both a wily human being and a talisman of the vanished southland of country blues. There's a sort of eerie tingle every time he enters the narrative of R.L.'s Dream. All doubts fall away because with Soup Spoon and Kiki and even Johnson, Walter Mosley hits notes, as he puts it, so good you close your eyes so you can just listen to them in the dark.
Milo Miles reviews world music and roots music for Fresh Air. His criticism has been published in the New York Times and the Village Voice. He reviewed Walter Mosley's new novel, R.L.'s Dream. This is Fresh Air.